Give hope, you restore. Let's sing together.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Sing your own songs.
You are Prince of Peace. You are King of Kings.
Lord of Lords.
You are Lord of Lords.
Prince of Peace.
You are Prince of King of Kings, you are Lord of Lords, you are Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father, everlasting Father, everlasting Father. Everlasting Father, everlasting Father, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father, everlasting Father, everlasting Father, everlasting Father.
As we all are singing, I know that faith has been rising in everybody's heart. And I want to read from Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 19. It talks about Abraham. And it says, Abraham did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God. You know, you may be facing different challenges in your life, in your family. It could be barrenness of womb. It could be there'll be some kind of challenge. Somebody is not saved in your family. Some sickness that you have been struggling for years. I know some who have been healed from cancer. Some who are still struggling with disease. But what are we ought to do? Like Abraham, do not weaken in your faith. Do not waver in your trust in God. God has promised you. He will heal. And let us continue to glorify God. You will become strong in your faith as you continue to glorify God. Let every barren womb sing. Let everyone who has sickness sing. Let everyone who has brokenness in family sing. Every broken relationship sing. God is here with us. Amen.
Who is this God that we worship? Look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12 onwards. Isaiah 40. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Or with the breath of his hand marked off the heavens? Wow, what a big God we serve. Who has held the earth in a basket? Or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? That's the God we serve. Who has understood the mind of the Lord or instructed him as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him or taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? Now see how big our God is. Surely the nations all are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. Jump to verse 21. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of the world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Isn't that an amazing God we serve? Yeah, he's big beyond what we can imagine or understand. He is great. He is mighty. He is marvelous. Amen.
There is a name
the borderlines of space. Jesus, enthroned upon the praises of our hearts. Ooh, oh, Jesus, you're the King and you're the center of it all. There is a
I'm trying.
Here is the word. I think some of us, or maybe all of us, we do struggle to love our neighbors, right? It's not easy. For Jesus always, he loves all of us equally. But for us to love, especially someone who does something really bad to us, to love them back is really hard. So Jesus says, you express your love to me, I'll pour out my love into your heart so that you will be able to love your neighbor. So this is, let's take this time. We will repeat this chorus. Let's express all our love to Jesus as he pours his love into our hearts. Let's fill our hearts with love of Jesus so that we would be able to love our neighbors. Shall we sing this song once again? Shall we sing the chorus again?
Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Jesus, we love you.